Hey guys, this is Mike Badano, and you're listening to Sarcastic Remarks on 365 Sportscast Radio Network.
Welcome back to Sarcastic Remarks.
I freaking hate you.
But we are sad.
I'm so ticked off.
Erg.
And I went from like pissed off Peter to negative Nancy to level-headed Larry. So it's a good thing we're recording this later, because otherwise I'd be a lot more pissed off.
We've got a lot of people in this room then, I guess, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's five of us right now. And right now, Larry is the one that's controlling me, so we're all good right now. Stars lose 4-3 in another game that I felt like we should have won. What about you, Chris?
Yeah, so
I don't even know what to talk about now, because this is so everything just pisses me off right now.
That's the weird thing though. So it seemed like the majority of this game, it felt like we were in control.
Right.
But whenever they scored their goals, it was from like a severe blowout from the Stars of doing something terribly wrong. So I don't, and the third period was very annoying. So like the whole beginning of the third period, we looked the best we had all game.
I know, and then one stupid mistake.
And then Haskinen goes down a little too early, and then a perfect pass tape to tape to the exact wrong guy.
Yeah, the other star killer. It's not named Patrick Laine. I don't know what it is about Nino Niederreiter. He loves playing against the Stars, whether he plays for Minnesota or whether he plays for freaking Carolina.
Yeah, it feels like it's two games in a row now that it feels like we're getting bad bounces and stuff. But at some point, you have to be a good enough team to win the hockey game.
Right, and Carolina proved that tonight. They got I think there are two things that kind of are the biggest takeaways from this game. So again, it's not even really stupid penalties, because you're going to take penalties. I mean, there's never going to be a game where you don't take a penalty unless you're just that perfect, which no team is. But
that's a whole nother storyline of this game, though.
Yeah.
Like, the first period, those penalties, and then someone told the refs to chill out.
Well, and then the game actually got good at that point, because the first period was so slow. I mean, I think even Razor pointed out, it was like 20 faceoffs in the first period. It was like,
An hour and a half.
Oh, and speaking of the refs, can the refs just drop the dang puck? What is it about this year and the refs just not dropping the freaking puck?
It really feels like they're inserting themselves a lot. Maybe, honestly, this just popped in my head, but maybe they don't feel accountable to the crowd anymore.
They're taking liberties.
Yeah, every time you do you hold onto the puck too long, the crowd's going to boo at you. But, like, maybe if that's not in the back of your mind anymore, you'd hold on to it longer? I don't know. Probably not, but
whatever.
Something to think about.
So this comes down to two things in my head, and maybe three. I'll stick with three, okay? There's a bunch more, but there's three big ones, okay? One of them is we need to start using our speed more, and not the drug kind of speed. We need to start using our Geary and our Hintz speed. And Robertson's getting up there too. And that line looked excellent tonight. We need to use more of that, and especially when we're playing Carolina, because Carolina has too much skill for us to be dumping and chasing the puck. And their defense is fantastic, just like ours is. So they're not going to succumb to that style of game, in my opinion. And we played that way in the second period, and that's what got us all the chances, and that's what got us the three goals to get ahead. And so that was the first thing. The second thing is we really got to execute on our scoring chances. I mean, there's nothing else that we can do. We did everything right in the second period. And when we were up 3-2, if you include the Dickinson chance, which probably should have gone in the back of the net, and then the chance that it was a 2-on-1 odd man rush with Kivi and Ben, which they looked good too.
Oh my gosh.
And again, take the shot. Take the shot, Jamie.
Yeah.
Take the shot. He
that's what it feels like
in the back of the net.
That feels like a huge problem to me right now. like all of our big guys, they're passing too much. Like Haskinen, he doesn't have a goal. He has a lot of assists. Like he's been making great passes. That's great.
Yeah.
But he needs to score the goals. Like that's what he's paid for. That's what he's gonna get paid for.
Yeah, he's not really
when his contract comes up. Ben needs to shoot that puck. Kivi Rantz is not the guy to score the goal there. Jamie Benn is supposed to score that goal. That's why he's paid his giant, massive salary. So, yeah, very frustrating. Go ahead with your points before I go into other stuff.
My last biggest thing is we got out goaltended tonight, which is weird. We normally don't get out goaltended, and for some reason, I never thought of James Reimer as a fantastic goaltender, but he has looked really good against the Stars in the three games that he's played against us this season. And tonight, I think that's the huge biggest difference maker. Is the Stars had chances, we didn't take advantage of them. And then he made, especially in the second period, some gigantic, gargantuan saves that kept his team in it and just allowed his team to kind of chill out and kind of hang around until, you know, the Stars ran out of gas, I guess.
Yeah, I agree with you in the fact that Dobby wasn't great, but I'll give you a counter argument to Reimer's good. Maybe the Stars just make Reimer look good. Like we played Subban the other night as well.
No.
But we played Subban too. Two backup goaltenders.
Okay, but
they're not that good.
No, you are right.
Are we just making them look good?
No, I disagree.
Two in a row.
It happens.
Like I'm hearing this argument like a lot on Twitter actually.
Really.
Like, yeah, a lot of people are being like, again, the Stars make another backup goalie look like a Vezina contender.
Is that something
the Stars are doing? Yeah. Is that something the Stars are doing? Are we not good at shooting the puck?
No.
Kind of seems like it.
You know, if you had asked me right after the game, if we had recorded this podcast, like right after the game, I probably would have said yes. But at this point, and I'm going to go back, and again, I'm level-headed Larry now, so I've kind of come down, and it kind of helped listening to Bonus, honestly, because I listened to the post-game conference, and he said a lot of the right things, and a lot of stuff that I agree with. I wish we would, you know, do better on our chances, but his biggest thing that he said is, if we continue to play like this, then we're going to win more games than we lose. And it just so happens that right now we're just losing these games based off of, especially the first two Carolina goals, that was just off of broken plays, and it just happened to go to the right person at the wrong time for us. I agree with him on that.
But if you're a cup contender, if you want to win a Stanley Cup, you find a way to win the game anyway, right? So you play the right way, you get screwed over by puck bounces, stupid broken up plays, bad goals, your goalie's not on, and you still find a way to win the game.
Terribly called teams who win penalties. Yes. Okay.
That's what teams who win the Stanley Cup do.
And that's what
I know
we
it's early
doing.
In the season, but you were just in the Stanley Cup final. Like these guys know how to win a hockey game. We've seen them figure out how to win a hockey game. Game 7 against Colorado. No chance we win that game. We don't deserve to win that game. And we find a way to do it. Because we're a good hockey team.
Game 6.
Find a way to win this game.
Well, what was it? Game 4 against Calgary, when we should have gone down 3-1, and somehow Pavelski gets a goal out with seconds left, and we end up winning, including Game 6 against Calgary in the bubble playoffs. Like that should not have been a game that we won, and yet we slaughtered them and figured out a way to win. You're right. And it's because – and I think the biggest thing is we had – the hockey gods are, we've made them mad somehow right now. And I think that's the biggest point of this is, again, there's a little bit of puck luck here, but you are absolutely right that if we're a cup contending team, which obviously right now we don't look like it, we've won one game in the past 7. And those teams find a way to win regardless of what happens.
So we're on a 4-game losing streak, right? 3 of those are by 1 goal. Right. Well, this one's no 2 of them, since this one's technically empty netter.
I count this as a one goal game.
What I was saying, but like last year we won this game. Last year we won the past 3 games probably. Like we were the best 1 goal team in the league, right? Like So I don't know if it's a heart thing, like if they need to care more, like especially on the last goal in the second period, it looked like just trying deflating. To kill clock. It just looked like kill, but before the goal even happened, it just looked like they're trying to kill the clock and get to the dressing room happy with their three goals that they scored, not really worrying about it, and it just out of nowhere, here comes McGinnon, and like
click, boom, it's in the back of our net.
Right, and then all that momentum we had instantly gone, and like they brought it back again to the third, but then one mistake and it's gone again, and then it didn't come back. Like that pressure that we had in the beginning of the third period didn't really show up again.
Nope.
It didn't. So like, and I totally get that it's hard to care about a hockey game like this. Like you're gonna see this team, like six more times, seven more times.
Actually, it's not that many now. It's only five. But again, we still.
Oh, have... we're playing them nine.
Oh, is it nine? I don't remember. Whatever. We're playing them more.
There's a lot of hockey games against the same team.
Right.
So I totally get why it's hard to care. Like empty stadium, like less games in the season. It's half a season. But like, you gotta find a way. Like you can't let last season be it. And like the way that they're playing right now, that's what it's turning into. They're getting beaten by the good teams. Like now they're getting beaten by teams who just outworked them. Like that's what the two Chicago games were. They got outworked and their skill alone couldn't beat Chicago.
Maybe the first game I'll agree with you, but the second game I liked the way we played. I sound like Jim Nill. My gosh. I like where we are.
Still, Chicago, in both of those games, you can't deny that
they did, were no, it's
working
not,
harder.
Right, no.
They were a hard-working hockey team, even for being as bad as they are.
Yeah, they played well. They did. But we played well as well, in considering that this team is considered to be in a rebuild, the Chicago Blackhawks, and then you got the Dallas Stars, who are Stanley Cup finalists from just last year. That's a game we should win. And and not only have we not figured out the Chicago Blackhawks, who are a rebuilding team, we haven't figured out the Carolina Hurricanes. Who are a good team and who are expected to make the playoffs. This is a semi-competitive division. It's not as competitive as the East division. But still, we should have won that game tonight. We should have won the second game against Chicago. I don't feel like we deserved to win the first game against Chicago, but it's just all sorts of frustrating just because it seems like we're doing all this stuff right. We were getting all this pressure. We're doing the things that we want. We're playing Stars hockey, and it's just not happening. And it seems just like it's always one thing. Like it's always one different thing. So like it's either we don't get the save when we need it, or it's the one defensive mistake we've made in the first 7 minutes of the third period, which was that stretch pass to Nino Niederreiter after having great shift after shift to start the third period. So
it comes down to is like we have a great hockey team. That's why we're in the recent games that we're in. And why we're still seemingly playing well, but it seems like the heart from last season and the playoffs especially, it's not there. There's no urgency to win these hockey games when there needs to be, especially when you're on a three-game losing streak. Like, on points, it looks better than that, but they're on a four-game losing streak right now. That's pretty awful.
Maybe. I really don't think that's it, though. I really just think that
I don't believe that,
just like the last podcast.
I can't believe that Subban and Reimer are that amazing of goaltenders.
Well, even average goaltenders can have a really good game.
But they can't happen like that close together with two completely different goalies.
I think it's possible, and Reimer tonight made better saves than Subban did against us, especially did he play the first game? I think he played the first game for Chicago, and then it was Lincoln in the second one. But still, he made some big saves tonight, and that's normally what we get from Dobby. And when we got the save, it was when we were down 4-3, and and it was honestly too little too late at that point, because we had no momentum. There was no, and maybe you're right, maybe there was no sense of urgency. I wouldn't call it heart. I would just say there was just no sense of urgency. It was too calm, too chill.
After the Niederreiter goal, it felt like there was no push. Like, there's obvious difference between before the Niederreiter goal and after of how,
that,
of
okay, how hard that is it's very true. I'm not necessarily sure that's a heart thing, but maybe that is a sense of urgency thing. I will agree with you on that. Because I think this team really cares about each other, because the way they play, they play like a team. It's not like they have a giant superstar who does all the stuff for them. So, all right. No, let's talk about noticeable players tonight. There's a real obvious one. I think we're both thinking about it, but I'll let you say it. Who was the most noticeable star tonight?
I'll go with someone who you're not thinking of. Lindell looked really good.
Oh, that is a good choice.
Lindell was playing very well, very offensive. He had great chances throughout the game. Still made awesome defensive plays. He's always underappreciated, so there you go. Lindell, outstanding player. I love Lindell.
He's not underestimated by the Stars, though. He makes $5.5 million.
And he deserves every penny.
Well, he was still a minus two tonight, though. So and I know that's going to happen.
A lot of goals.
Yeah, with a lot of goals. But, again, I mean, Heiskanen was a minus two. Klingberg was a minus two. So.
You know how I feel about plus minus.
Yeah, but in a single game, it's fine. I think that's a fine stat.
Except when those are the three players that are playing the entirety of the game.
Yeah,
put Sekera out there as much as Klingberg has, he'll get like minus eight.
All right, well, Oleksiak played for 17 minutes and 33 seconds, which is just about a minute less than Lindell, and he broke even. So, I don't know. So, and honestly, I don't think it was anybody's fault tonight. I think we really just, if you made one mistake, we got screwed over on it. So, anyways, so my noticeable player tonight, I'll say the obvious one, was Roope Hintz. Roope Hintz was absolutely, arguably the best game that he's played this season.
And he has been that good.
Yeah, and he was, I mean, from the first period on, he was the best player. He was flying down the ice. Gary was feeding him the puck. Robertson was feeding him the puck. And it he just looked fantastic on the, not just the offensive side of the puck, but the defensive side of the puck, too. He plays a bunch of
penalty kill a lot, too. Yeah,
six? Oh, that's power play time. So he only spent a minute on the penalty kill tonight. But that's still
even the fact that he's on there at all from last season is pretty ridiculous.
Right. And so he plays in every situation for the Stars right now.
And you can give really to that whole line. Right. That line and
we
kind of
talked about that, yeah.
And I'm going to name it. So they switched Foxa for Dickinson, right?
Right.
So we've got the CDC line.
Oh, my gosh.
So them and the CDC line looked good pretty much all game. So, the CDC line was more like normal, like they're good checking line, but the Roope Hintz, Robertson, and Gurianov line, they had chances all night and were on the board a lot.
How long were you waiting to use that? The whole podcast, 18 minutes in?
I thought of it as soon as they mentioned Dickinson was on the ice instead of Fox.
How relevant is that in today's time? That is so weird.
Boom.
Okay, so, all right. So that brings up an interesting question now that we're thinking about it. Why did Bonus switch Fox and Dickinson? Was it just because Dickinson is faster than Foxa? What
Foxa
do you think
wasn't looking quick tonight.
Really?
I don't know what every time it was dumped and he was the first man in, it seemed like he never got the puck. I don't know what it was. I don't know if time on ice would reflect that.
That's okay, exactly what I was looking at, too.
But
it doesn't, yeah.
I don't know. It worked. I don't know why it was decided to happen that way, but it worked out well.
Yeah, the lines look good. And Foxa on that fourth line with
I don't think that's going to be a consistent thing, because Dickinson's faceoff percentage is garbage.
He's not good. He's off, yeah.
So I don't think that'll be a consistent thing, but, you know, we'll see. Hopefully we keep it because good line name.
CDC. Honestly, I think the real reason why we did that was because Dickinson is just faster than Foxa. And honestly, just with Dickinson being the faster player, it just, that's what we needed. We needed a speed tonight, and he provided that, especially with Cogs on the side over there. Cogs is a pretty quick little dude too. So I think that's my reasoning why. But okay, stats for the evening. We outshot Carolina 37-32, and that's a funny thing, is that like at the beginning of the year when we were winning games, we were being outshot, and now we're outshooting teams and we're losing. And here's a big thing with me tonight is we lost a lot of key faceoffs, giant key faceoffs, and again 53-47 in favor of Carolina tonight percentage wise. Again we let it.
I miss Sagan.
I know, right. And then, speaking of Sagan, on the power play, we were 1-for-5. And the only way
that's pretty bad
was on the 5-on-3.
Extended 5-on-3.
And that's fine. We took advantage of that opportunity, which that's what we have to do. That's great, okay? But when we had those other opportunities to go up 4-2, 5-2, it...
We got to score. I think that comes back to these guys just passing. Like, why are we not shooting the puck when we have it? Like, if you're on the wing and you've got a good shot, shoot the freaking puck.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't get it. Like, you're getting paid that much money to score goals. Score goals.
And again, we let another power play goal, so it seemed like our...
Yeah, that too has been awful recently. Teams, yeah. Both special teams went from really good to really bad, like, really fast.
And it's kind of deceptive that we're fourth in the NHL right now. And
yeah, that's not true.
Because the way that we've been playing is, just, I mean, we've been getting goals, but on the flip side, we've been letting too many goals in on when we're down a man. And hits 39-19 in favor of the Stars. And again, that's probably your whole, hometown, whatever statisticians thing that you've been saying. So. And Carolina blocked more shots, 17-11, and giveaways were dead even at 13. So it's a game we should have won. It's a game we should have won. And
I got one more thought before we wrap it.
Sure, go for it.
Are we, like, playing two teams instead of playing our game against them? Because you look at the Chicago games, how would a bad team want to play against a team that's better than you? They'd want to make it scrappy, and they'd want to make it chippy and low-scoring. And Chicago did that to us both nights. Two goals each game in regulation. And then how does Carolina want to play hockey? They want to play fast, get their chances when they get them, get breakaways to their top guys, and score goals.
So you think we're feeding into their systems?
Maybe we're not playing our game. We're not commanding the game. Maybe we're playing the other team and trying to beat them at their own game. I don't know, like... Because a defensive game seems like what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, this was obviously not that. It seemed like we were going for a high-scoring game when we were playing it as well. I don't know how you would fix that, like... You got to get back to what was working. Cycling with the defense, dump and chase, get it to the point men, set it up in the zone, score goals that way. Because like a lot of goals recently have been coming off the rush too, which was not normal for last season or during the playoffs at all. So,
well, here's my thought on that when you said that, because that was my argument after the first period, was that they needed to change and they needed to do this whole, because I didn't feel that the dump and chase stuff was working. So I said, okay, let's use our speed. Let's use Hintz and Gerionoff and get them in there and see if we can score off the rush. And that seemed to work in the second period. And then my second thought to what you said is, don't the good teams find a way to win? And they win in different ways?
They do, but when you're playing bad teams and they still can control the pace of play too, it's... Like, you find ways to win, but you want to play your game plan. The only way you get off your game plan is if it's not going right, which I get in the first period, what we were doing wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
So changing there is fine, I guess. I just, when you get to the third period, well, I guess they lock it down. I don't know.
Right. See, all of this is just all confusing. All of this. Especially the past two games and games we should have won. Because it's just like, well, they did this, and they did this well, but then they didn't. Wait, what? And it's just all confusing, and it's basically like watching throw up on the ice. Because it's just, it's ugly to look at.
Yeah. Hopefully all this talk is pointless, and it literally just is. We just had two really unlucky games.
That's what I'm attributing this to. Even though I said that we didn't execute, I'm just gonna go with it. Just dumb puck luck. No, in the words of Professor McGonagall, for sheer dumb luck. I think that's what it is. So, I just thought about this, and because we're all confused and depressed because of the last four losses. But you got to give some credit to Jason Robertson. He's been excellent on that line.
Yeah, that whole line is great. This is what I've been saying, dude. Robertson is fire. I told y'all Robinson was going to be on the ice this season.
And he's
5-star review for that.
And he's actually on a 3-game point streak right now. He had 2 assists tonight. So
two points. How many points, Ryan?
Two.
2 points, Ryan.
Dose. What did I say?
Asians are good at hockey.
Well, he's looked excellent. So hopefully they keep him on that line, and hopefully Hintz doesn't get hurt and stay out a couple more games, because I would hate to see more line reshuffling. I'm so sick of line reshuffling. Let's just keep the lines that we got and nobody else get hurt. Radulov, come back. We need you. I don't know if you would have made a difference tonight, but we need you back because I guess we missed that offense. So, all right, anything else, Chris? I think we're good.
I want to win hockey game.
Yeah, I do too. So, Stars lose again tonight. Final score, 5-3, excuse me. I'm still thinking it's not.
We both think it's 4-3. I think
it's 4-3. It was basically a 4-3 game. So, Stars lose 5-3 to the Carolina Hurricanes. We'll have another PGR for you guys on Saturday after the Stars take on the Hurricanes for the fourth time. And hopefully we'll look for a win on this one and see if we can solve the puzzle that is James Reimer and the Carolina Hurricanes.
We got a normal start time on Saturday. I don't know what we're doing with 30 minutes late. Like, what the heck? That was dumb.
That's weird. What time does it start?
7:30?
Seven.
Tonight started at 7:30. So I turn on TV, I'm like, what the heck? Why am I watching Brian Ray?
All right, guys.
I enjoyed it, but I was confused.
All right, well, you can follow us on Twitter at SarcasticR, where I ranted right after the game, so you can enjoy those tweets. And
go read all the rants in the comments. Those are good.
There were a couple good ones in there, too, yeah. And then you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram. You can listen to wherever you get your podcasts, and also on YouTube. Make sure you listen to our 365 Sportscast show every Thursday, 3 Central, 4 Eastern, on that radio network over there where we do a radio show on that. And eventually we'll do a live one, hopefully, coming up soon. And hopefully this makes absolutely no sense because I'm so confused. Good night, and we'll catch you guys on the flip side.